Chapter 2. A Visit to Netherfield Park. The Bennets' house was finally quiet after all the excitement of the big party. Jane and Elizabeth, who were good friends, talked about all that had happened. "Mr. Bingley is perfect," Jane exclaimed. "He's intelligent, good-humoured and handsome too. I was surprised that he paid so much attention to me."
"Well, I wasn't surprised," said Elizabeth immediately. "You were the most beautiful girl there. Why shouldn't he pay attention to you?"
"And his sister is so nice and charming too," continued Jane. "I'm sure we'll all be good friends."
Elizabeth didn't think that Miss Bingley was nice or charming. She thought she was vain and arrogant. Elizabeth was much more critical of others and saw their characters more clearly than Jane. Sometimes she had to warn her sister about people.
"Jane, you always think the best of people," said Elizabeth. "I've never heard you say a bad word about anyone. I think you should be careful with Mr. Bingley's sister."
Then, a few days later, a servant brought a note for Jane from Netherfield Park. It was from Caroline Bingley.
"My dear Jane, please come to have dinner with me today. My brother and his friend Darcy won't be here, and I want your company. Your friend, Caroline Bingley."
"Mother, may I have the carriage today?" asked Jane. "Miss Bingley has invited me to go to Netherfield Park for dinner. She sent me a note this morning. Look."
Mrs. Bennet took the note and read it anxiously.
"What? Charles Bingley won't be there?" she exclaimed. "I don't like that. Bingley has to see you a lot. It's important for your future."
"But what about the carriage?" asked Jane impatiently.
"No, Jane," answered her mother. "I'm sure your father needs the carriage today. Anyway, I have got a very good idea. I can see it's going to rain this evening. You'll go on horseback and, because of the rain, you'll have to stay at Netherfield Park for the night. That way, you'll see Charles Bingley, and you'll have an opportunity to impress him."
Jane and Elizabeth knew that they could not argue with their mother once she had decided something, and therefore Jane left on horseback. As her mother had predicted, it started to rain very hard, and she couldn't return that evening.
"That was such a good idea of mine," Mrs. Bennet repeated many times to the other sisters. "My daughters are lucky. They have got such an intelligent mother."
The next day, a note arrived from Jane.
"My dear family, I am ill and I have got a fever. Maybe it's because I got so wet in the rain yesterday. I can't come home yet. The Bingleys have called the doctor. But please don't worry. Yours, Jane."
Mrs. Bennet wasn't worried at all. She was happy that Jane was staying longer at Charles Bingley's home. But Elizabeth was worried about her sister, and, because the carriage wasn't available, she decided to walk to Netherfield Park, which wasn't easy after all the rain. When she arrived, she found that Jane was really very ill and couldn't leave her bed. Elizabeth stayed with her all day.
"Jane, I'll have to go now. It'll be dark soon," Elizabeth said as evening was approaching. "Oh, please don't go. Stay here with me," Jane cried. "I feel better with you here."
Caroline Bingley was in the room and heard this. She immediately invited Elizabeth to stay as long as she wanted to. Elizabeth had the impression that Caroline didn't like her or want her there, but she agreed to stay for Jane. She sent a message to her family to explain her decision. That evening, Elizabeth had dinner with Caroline, Charles and Darcy, while Jane was in bed in her room. Elizabeth was impressed by Charles's sincere worry about her sister's health and was certain that he had deep feelings for Jane. She also saw clearly that Caroline sat close to Darcy and wanted his attention all the time. Elizabeth finished her dinner and quickly returned to Jane. As soon as she left the room, Caroline began to criticize her.
"Did you see Elizabeth's red face after her long walk?" Caroline asked Darcy and Charles. "Her skirt was full of mud. She didn't look like a lady at all."
"I think she showed great devotion to her sister," said Charles. "It was probably very difficult to walk all that way through the mud, and that shows she has a good character."
"I agree," said Darcy, "and I thought the walk made her look prettier."
He was beginning to see Elizabeth in a different way than he had at the party. Caroline was not pleased by these reactions.
"Well, Jane and Elizabeth Bennet are quite sweet and pleasant," she said. "But we all saw their mother at the party, and she is a horrible woman. And two of the younger sisters were flirting with army officers. The family hasn't got much money or any rich relatives, so the girls won't find rich, important men to marry."
Charles and Darcy said nothing after these observations. Jane's health improved very slowly, and she and Elizabeth stayed in Netherfield Park for another few days. Elizabeth was surprised that Darcy looked at her a lot and paid attention to everything she said, but she made no effort to be nice to him.
"I am starting to like Elizabeth," Darcy thought to himself. "I have never felt like this about another woman, but her family hasn't got connections or money, so of course I can never think of a future with her."
Finally, Jane was well, and the sisters were taken home in Bingley's carriage. On the way, Elizabeth thought of the things she had learned during their stay in Netherfield Park. She was certain that Charles was falling in love with Jane, and that made her happy. She was also certain that Caroline wanted Darcy for herself. Elizabeth hadn't changed her opinion of Darcy, except when he spoke about his younger sister Georgiana. He was her guardian, and it was clear that he cared for her very much. In those moments, Elizabeth saw that he had some good in him and wasn't always arrogant and cold.